A fire in the Fort Davis area has burnt 80,000 acres. People are assessing the damages. Initial reports say 20 to 40 homes were destroyed in the area. Many more are without power after power poles and lines were damaged. Another fire north of Abilene has blackened 71,000 acres. Tom Spencer is with the Texas Forest Service. He says the state expects to battle blazes like these for the foreseeable future.
We anticipate this to continue on into early summer. There's really the extended weather forecast doesn't show us, any relief in sight.
Firefighters and equipment from across the state have been deployed to help affected areas. Texas military forces have been deployed, and the Texas Department of Transportation has provided bulldozers. Many other states have sent Texas resources as well. Meteorologist Bob Rose with the Lower Colorado River Authority says the extremely dry conditions aren't limited to the fire-ravaged parts of Texas.
In fact, all of Texas is in drought. The latest drought monitor showed 98% of the state is in at least some form of drought, which is a near record. I mean, we haven't been in that since 2000.
Central Texas has only seen about 5 inches of rain since November. While that's more than in parts of West Texas, Rose adds dry winds and dropping humidity are making areas around our region just as susceptible to brush fires. Crystal Chavez, KUT News.